let's say after this podcast, say I want to climb Mount Everest, mm-hmm. and I have never climbed before. Do you think that's something that you can make happen for me?
Sure.
With how hard would that be? Like how much training, and like to really do this the right way?
So it would take a lot of training. It would take a few years to build yourself up to that point. Yeah. But you know, you in particular, you have a good physical base with all your martial arts that you've done. And so now it's taking that base and transferring it to climbing mountains, to going to higher elevation. And so it starts off, you know, just like I did, you got to take steps. You got to start by climbing higher and higher mountains, getting a foundation of technical skills built up. And the more you go out in the mountains, the more experiences you have to draw on that you learn from that you then take with you to the next climb and the next climb. And so, you know, for asking that question as if, you know, you're one of many listeners out there, you know, anybody, we can take anybody and we can start the process. Yeah. And then along the way, you know, we might realize that, okay, well, maybe Mount Everest is not in your future, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody's going to certainly try, and there's things that, you know, they can have their Mount Everest without physically being on Mount Everest,
yeah.
and probably have a lot of fun doing it too.
Yeah. No, I think it's about enjoying the journey and the process of
you
things,
bet.
Right?
You bet.